Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware. A recall election has officially been called in Elmwood Township after the Tuscola County Clerk determined that petitions seeking the removal of two local elected officials contained enough valid signatures to move forward. According to the declaration issued by Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, recall efforts targeting Township Supervisor Christopher Graff and Township Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn have met the legal requirements under Michigan law. The petitions were filed on January 12th by recall sponsor Kurt Micah and were subsequently reviewed by the county clerk's office. With the petitions deemed sufficient, voters in Elmwood Township will decide whether to retain or remove Graff and Kilborn from office during a recall election scheduled for November 3rd. Both officials currently serve as Republicans in their respective township positions. The declaration confirming the recall election was signed by the Tuscola County Clerk on June 22nd. Bay County health officials have confirmed the first mosquito samples of the season testing positive for both West Nile virus and Jamestown Canyon virus. While officials stress the overall risk to the public remains low, the viruses can be transmitted through infective mosquito bites. Most people who become infected experience no symptoms, though some may develop headaches, fatigue, or uncommon cases as serious neurological complications. With recent heavy rainfall and flooding creating favorable breeding conditions, mosquito populations are expected to increase over the next several weeks. Bay County Mosquito Control says crews are treating breeding areas and conducting targeted nighttime spraying to reduce adult mosquito activity. Residents are encouraged to limit exposure during peak mosquito hours, wear protective clothing, use EPA-approved insect repellent, and eliminate standing water around homes where mosquitoes can reproduce. Officials also advise horse owners to keep vaccinations current against West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis as mosquito season continues. And National Guard members and U.S. Park Police are heavily patrolling the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool this morning. The heightened security follows a botched $14 million renovation project that has been plagued by a massive, vibrant green algae bloom just weeks before the nation's 250th anniversary celebration. Donald Trump has blamed the peeling liner and water cloudiness on deliberate vandalism, suggesting bad actors used box cutters and fertilizer. Federal workers are currently deploying chemical treatments and ozone nanobubbles in a frantic bid to clear the water without completely draining the iconic site again. We'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebewing Ace Hardware.
An unprecedented early summer heat wave across the central U.S. has triggered a flash drought, sending grain markets into a tailspin. Agriculture analysts report the topsoil moisture across Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana has dropped to a 10-year low, threatening newly emerged corn crops during a critical growth phase. In response, corn futures on the Chicago Board of Trade spiked by 6% yesterday. Economists warn that if the dry spell persists through the week, consumers will likely feel the squeeze at the grocery store by late autumn. A landmark agreement was finalized yesterday between a major coalition of Pacific Northwest Native American tribes and federal energy regulators regarding regional hydroelectric dams. The accord outlines a multi-billion-dollar river restoration initiative aimed at reviving dwindling wild salmon populations while safeguarding regional grid reliability. The agreement serves as a new national framework for balancing indigenous ecological stewardship with green energy production. Environmental groups are hailing the treaty as a massive victory for the Columbia River Basin ecosystem. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboy and Ace Hardware. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.